I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 12 million people in five countries are in stage five of a famine. Global Aid Network's Scott Hendricks says Ray found out about the need, sent out an email, and encouraged his friends to do the same. Hendricks says what God did was amazing.
In 48 hours, Ray was able to raise enough money for one container, and they're just about raised enough money for the second container.
Ray's employer found out about it too, and they got involved.
Through Ray, he's provided four containers of food. That's over a million meals.
$100 provides 1,000 meals in the gospel. We'll connect you at our website. Next, in 1936, the Turkish government confiscated hundreds of properties from Jewish and Christian communities. Now, 75 years later, the government's giving it back. Sources have yet to speculate as to whether this will actually mean more freedom for believers in the mostly Muslim nation. Voice of the Martyrs Canada is praising God for the development, though, and is asking you to pray that this will embolden believers to share their faith. And it's only been a few short weeks, but already InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says God's moving in a new season of college campus ministry. InterVarsity's Jim Lundgren says that they're on 557 campuses involving 37,000 core students and faculty. He says they're combating biblical illiteracy by drawing students in.
To a Bible study, draw them into one-to-one interactions about their faith, draw them into campus-wide meetings, for instance, at University of California, San Diego. 50 students became Christians at a campus-wide meeting for new students.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get a great missions resource. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with scripture in both English and Russian. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.